If you were with me earlier, then you heard where I was at whenever, in the beginning of this reading, as I stated that the way that I'm doing my reading will be based off of the E5 divination. And it's important that the way that I order them . It's important for you to find a comfortable place during this reading. You can lie down, you can sit upright, meditative style. Close your eyes, taking deep breath in, deep breath out. And whenever you exhale out, I want you to try to inhale, sending it down to the center of your diaphragm, down below, from the depth. If you understand the importance of color, try to focus on a color. While you are focusing in and out. And as you exhale out, you may notice the color become darkened. Within the next minute, you can just focus on your breathing. Breathe in and then hold it. Whenever you exhale, release any stress, any tension. As we journey forward in this meditation, I would like for you to take a moment to acknowledge what has transformed within your life. Whether it be a happy occurrence, the beginning of a birth of a child, a new relationship, a new job, new opportunities. Perhaps it's a sad occurrence, like grief, grieving a death, a loss of a job, a source of income. Maybe this part of your life is a pivotal. It is time to focus on a new goal, a change, an objection towards something, it could be something unexpected, some sort of twist. Whatever it is out of your control, and this can be terrifying, and I understand. We all understand. In much of the Western world, we are taught that control, objectives, contingency plans, things that will keep us secure, solid, and safe. Those things. Every time that you think that you have a plan for things that are given, you have to come to a place of understanding that in case those things don't work, it is not of your control. And that even if, even when, you know, things do turn out differently, even if you try to plan something strategic in order to reduce anxiety, not everything is in your control. And the Western concept is that we are not taught. We are not taught that some things are not in our control, no matter how grounded and how centered that we are. No matter how grounded, how centered that we are. There are things that are going to bring us to a dark time of our life. They don't teach us how to focus on they don't teach us how to focus on what to do whenever we find ourselves in dark places. But in this meditation, I am going to focus on how we can encompass these dark places. As we go forward, you may encounter painful and frightening beliefs. And all I am asking of you is that as we walk through this soulful place, that we continue. You continue. You and myself as well. There's going to be a time that I want to look back at my video and I need to take my own words of advice. No matter what happens, you are safe. Take a few deep breaths. Allow the muscles in your body to relax. And I want you to hear me when I say that you are safe. From the tips of your toes, your ankles, I love the fact that she's dancing. She's dancing her way through. She's dancing her way through it. And that's the way that you should be. Do not allow your body to be tense. Do not allow these circumstances. Do not allow these circumstances to trap you. Allow your body to be relaxed, to move, to dance, your hips to sway, your feet to gallop. Lift your knees up high, just as she is. Throw your head back and your arms up to the sky. Your intuition is real. If it is a circumstance that is causing you to be held captive, just shake it away and allow it to be removed. Trust in the process and move your hands. Feel freedom. Release it. allow your face to soften. If you can, grab your ears and massage them, allow them, allow your body to release. Allow that which what is holding you captive to be freed. Allow it to be free and let it go. Whether it be a job that you dedicated yourself to, a relationship that you have, that you feel that you have been disappointed within, and you truly just don't see the outcome of it being anything that you, you know, envision it to be. Understand it is not of your control. And if you allow yourself to be freed within it, that there is something victorious in the outcome. Release the urge to put dates on things. Sometimes I find myself saying, well, by January I'm going to have this, and by February I'm going to have this. Western society teaches us that we have to have this house and this car and this job and this income by a certain age in order for us to be fulfilled in this realm. But there is only one thing for certain that we can control, and that thing, that magnificent and loving being, is you. You cannot control the weather. You can't control another person and their actions. At the best, you can offer love, respect for your freedom and for their freedom. You cannot manipulate others. You cannot manipulate others. Release the urge to want to micromanage, micromanipulate endeavors that you have moving forward. And just allow the universe to plant something new into you that might offer you a new perspective. It might offer you the ability to speak so that you can provide other people a blessing. You might provide other people the desire to want to change. You don't really have to do much. You know that if you were to just sit still, not speak, not move, that because of who you are, the divine individual that you are, the world will respond. There is something greater within us that exists. It doesn't matter what faith or tradition, religion that you do follow, and practice. We all have something higher than ourselves. We all understand the greater intentions and purpose, the greater intention and purpose of the universe. There is something divine created around us. There is a divine order that keeps us. The moment that we begin to manipulate things is when we step outside that which has already been designed for us. Because, it didn't arrive when you wanted it to arrive. It don't look the way that you thought it was supposed to look when you envisioned it. So now you've built up these sort of defenses around yourself that need to be removed, need to be knocked down in order for you to receive. The next set of cards is going to be the advice. Whether you realize it or not, this gentle rumbling has happened for a reason. This tower is falling for a reason. And if you could take a moment to just let go and to float freely into the universe and what it has already designed for you, and know and trust all the while that you are 100% safe. You are nurtured. In my deck, I don't read reverses. The Devil card. Diablo. Perfect timing. While we celebrate the year of death in my season, the Scorpio season. Perfect timing. The Devil is a figure from Christianity. In Ifa, we do not have a devil. But as it pertains to this message here, I'm sure that it plays a role. Of course it plays a role. We have a Mercury in retrograde in Scorpio, which deals with the way that we communicate with ourselves. It deals with the way that we can be destructive towards ourselves and the way we talk to ourselves, the things that we think in terms of the circumstances that we're dealing with and that we have to face, how we can beat ourselves up. Mercury retrograde in Scorpio also talks about the way that we can talk to others that can be destructive. Mercury retrograde in Scorpio also talks about the lies we tell ourselves. We're also dealing with the Saturn return in Scorpio. And the Saturn return in Scorpio deals with the transportation you can say that it is, and it is conducive to our transitioning going forward. The way that we choose to take upon the route to get to this next destination, we must be practical. We must be analytical. If something is heavy, if something is burdensome, if something is hard for you to decipher, take a moment and think about, why do you need to deal with this? Is it truly necessary? Is it really going to get you to your destiny? Yes, this job provides you with a income that was substantial for you, for your family. But isn't it more? Could it be more out there? Is it truly what you really want to spend your 8 hours doing? Does it really align with the craft that you had already began prior to this? Yeah, we understand that things happen. We understand that towers happen. Towers don't last forever. You can always use the same bricks to rebuild the same tower, the same building. Yes, maybe it's comforting. Maybe, you know, this is a great opportunity, of course. But does this job really get you, do you really enjoy waking up to this job daily? Do you really enjoy leaving your family to go spend 8 hours to this job? Because we really have to think about the way that we spend our time, the things that consume us. It's so easy to say that you can leave, you know, your job at the door and then make it home and feel comforted. No, it's not. Not for everybody. Those 8 hours can become very, very consuming. Whether it doesn't bother you, whether it's not the things that people say at your job, it can show up in other ways. Your body, you're tired, you're drained, you're thirsty, so many other things. Your appearance, you don't feel good about yourself. You don't like the way that you eat. Your eating regimen is off because of these 8 hours, because you don't have enough time to prepare yourself food to eat the way that it should. We have to put everything into perspective when dealing with the way that we spend our time and the things that we are allowing to be burdened, be heavy. I'm just really getting from this reading that is more so masculine. Just masculine. So I don't know if it's, whenever I say divine masculine, divine feminine, it does not mean that I am putting gender on it, because divine masculine could be a female, and divine feminine can be a man. Hell, they could be one individual, but they're more so leaning towards the masculine side of themselves rather than the feminine, and vice versa. The situation can be a more masculine situation, work environment, or a feminine situation. The card to our right is the Hierophant. It speaks about patience. It speaks about spiritual elevation. This card is also the Avatala card. Avatala. He is the king of white cloth. He is of patience. He also governs the third chakra, our voice, how we communicate again, how we communicate to ourselves. Do not allow this situation to overpower you so much that the words that you speak are destructive and of death. Any file? We have a verse of our verse of Obata speaks of allowing your words to be that which is uplifted from poverty stricken acceptance and state of mind. And there is no virtue in being in poverty. Be industrious and accomplish your desires. Wealth will come. If you are a Christian, the proverb is, love not sleep lest thou come to poverty. Open thy eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. Poverty is slavery. If you are comedic, you have the verse of be diligent as long as you live, always doing more than is commanded of you. Do not misuse your time while following the heart, for it is offensive to the soul to waste one's time. Do not lose the daily opportunity to increase that which you have. Do not lose the daily opportunity to increase that which you have. We all have 24 hours within a day, and the way that you choose, what you choose to do and to allow yourself to be consumed of is totally upon you. No, I know things don't happen overnight, right? But be productive. Be productive. Spirit is telling me to tell you to be productive. Yes, it's difficult. No, you haven't made a decision just yet. It's difficult to let go. It's difficult to let go. But in good faith, there's definitely something on the other side of all of this. There's definitely growth within this situation. There is growth. There is transformation. You will be reborn. Wouldn't it be amazing to know that this being productive Otrosi, the hunter. The hunter. Trust. Trust is certainly a word that we use often. Do you trust that there is meaning in what you are experiencing right now? Do you trust there's meaning in what you experience? Do you trust that there is a lesson in this exchange? Do you trust? Do you have trust in the universe that even in the darkest moments that you are being nurtured into a more beautiful being? Do you trust that your mama, Umi Osho, is going to nurture you? We normally cling on to old habits and people to feel safe. We hang on to things that are heavy and things that are rotting away instead of letting go into a world that is more beautiful, a world that is more bigger than what we can even imagine. We do that because we are afraid. We don't believe that there is a support system outside. What if the only job that you have was to it just feels so heavy. Let go of the need to manage things. Could you surrender your need for control? You're tired. You want something new. You want something new, something to reciprocate. You want something to trade. It's interesting. You want something to reciprocate that which what you have put forth. You're tired. Let's breathe. Continue breathing. I breathe with you. The way that you are sitting, be sure it is straight and upright. Be sure that when you breathe, that you feel it in the depths of your diaphragm. And when you exhale from the depths of your diaphragm. We know the things that we want. A typical romantic partner. A body that looks a certain way. A car. A family. A house. A job, an atmosphere. Don't allow this high expectation to be overlooked. You could be the most charming and attractive person in the world. and the person that you are looking for may not even see you. You may put your best foot forward in a job and may not even be selected. With the moment that you release you'll receive. The moment that you release this perspective, just shift it a little bit if you can towards things so that you will not miss out on your blessing. When you inhale, breathe in compassion for yourself and for others. When you exhale, let go of control, manipulation, fear, judgmental. Let go of those things. And if you knew everything that was going to happen, if you had got exactly what you wanted all the time, you probably wouldn't have any room to grow if you always receive what it is that. If you always got exactly what you wanted, how do you even have room to grow? How would you have room to grow? Two of swords is being in a place to receive wisdom. The universe is trying to give you what you want. It may not even look the way that you expect for it to look. It may come in the form of an elder, a man with an old white beard and white hair. Deep wisdom only comes from value. In releasing, you may find friendship. In releasing, you may find some serenity, some peace, agreeance, meaningful companionship. You may be able to finally release those tears that come from all the stress of seeking this individual. And like I said, it may not come in the form of another, of this attractive being. It may be just what you need to hear. Wisdom. This type of exchange requires intense vulnerability. And like surrender, vulnerability is often mocked. Vulnerability is not a weakness. Instead, it is the willingness to drop your facade, your egos, so that you can experience a feeling of life's happenings in every part of your being. This is the willingness to trust your intuition. What would you be able to tell your younger self 10, 20, 15, 50 years from now? That you will be in high gratitude of? What would you like to tell your older self that your younger self cannot understand? Stop putting these dates of arrival on ourselves and our lives and making things complicated. In this very moment, you are learning and changing. Oh, shoot. Okay. Yeah, but you're changing and you are being accompanied by a kind and loving presence. You can only control yourself. We have the three of wands and the nine of pentacles. Love, compassion, trust, vulnerability are the tools that you need. And with that alone, you can do everything that you need to do. You're not alone. Myself and all of your fellow companions know that you will not only succeed, but you will thrive. And you are a masterpiece in progress. Just believe that you are. These last two cards are the obstacles and the final response to this reading. We have, to the left-hand side, we have the Three of Wands. It's the undertaking. Finally, just, you know, coming to an undertaking. This is the impact, the action. She is kneeling to the ground. She has finally come to a place where she says yes. And in saying yes, there is optimism. There is success. There is achievement. There is no more mental blockages. They are being removed. The sky has lightened up. There is no more darkness. The Nine of Pentacles, the final response. This is the reward, reaping the fruits. The reward, the wealth, the abundance. Can you imagine that somewhere on the other planet there is somebody who has prepared this for you? And all you have to do is just find your way towards it. All you have to do is show up. And there's a basket of fruit sitting there waiting for you, fresh. Fresh off the limbs. Fresh off the vine. There's money there prepared. That you've worked hard for, finally, whatever blockages that you have are finally removed. And the money is just sitting there waiting. Just sitting there waiting for you to pick it up and collect. Just pick it up and collect it. And that is the end of my reading. If there are any questions, if you are interested in a reading, if you are, I can tell that's my confirmation. Your pun, I can tell that my ancestors are pleased. I'm very much pleased with my meditation this morning. The One of Pentacles is wealth, joy, satisfaction, and fortune. Ashe. I have now completed this reading. If you have any questions, if you would like to receive a reading from me, I will have the link below. I will have my email below so that you can email me, contact me. If you would like to receive, if you'd like for me to host more of these in the future, Just let me know by liking this video and subscribing to my channel. You can also find me on the other platforms. The links will be listed below. If this reading was not if this reading was not suited towards you, I thank you for joining. I thank you for being here. And I hope to see you in the future. Hopefully at some point, you know, you may turn around and see that there was something that you received from this message. And if so, comment below and let me know what you thought and what you received. Blessings to you in the future. Odupe, thank you for joining. Thank you, Odupe. Odabo.